This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Did you see the cute picture of that cloned Afghan hound puppy? It looks so harmless. Why do you suppose people get all upset about cloning?
Well, I'm one of those people. I'm concerned that by just duplicating DNA to create new living creatures, life becomes cheap. It's a technical move, no longer a miracle, no longer the outcome of some mysterious genetic roulette.
Well, at the moment, cloning isn't easy. It's expensive and prone to failure.
Yeah, well, why would funders invest in it if they didn't have some use for it down the road?
For the love of science?
Yeah, profitable science. Funders invest in research because it might result in new products, such as in vitro fertilization or prenatal testing.
But how is working to find an efficient way to clone different from other reproductive technologies? I mean, 30 years ago, we didn't have test tube babies, but now in vitro fertilization, it's no big deal. So what used to be chance is now under human control.
Creating human beings without the involvement of two biological parents, one of each gender, has crossed the line that makes cloning ethically different from other kinds of reproductive technology. But my other point is that no one invests in such things without having a commercial outcome in mind. And ethically speaking, decisions about whether cloning is good for the future of humanity ought to be open for public debate and decided by citizens, not by a minority of us who see a get-rich-quick scheme down the road.
How should citizens exercise control over new technologies? Send your thoughts to comment at ethicallyspeaking.org. The show is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Our music by Eric Hutchins.